Thank you for listening to the Fail-Safe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
Welcome to another episode of Fail-Safe Moments. My name is Rob Statham. I'll be your host today. I wanted to talk to you about that part of culture that contributes to things going wrong within an organization. I had a organization call me. They're a manufacturing plant. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to embarrass anybody or name names, but they, over the phone, they told me they have an absolute dilemma with their people, and they don't know what to do. They would like to be able to replace everyone in the plant. It was represented, and there were all sorts of issues going on, and they were very interested in what Failsafe could do for them, because they learned enough about us that we help people change the way they think, and they needed to change their people. And they asked me to come and give them an overview of latent cause analysis and what it is and how it works. And in the midst of that, they gave me a tour of their plant. And as I'm touring through this plant, we open a door, and literally the floor is probably has 2 inches of liquid on it. And I look over in the corner, there's a pump that's pumping, a PD pump, and a hole probably, I don't know, the size of a dime in a two inch pipe, and it's squirting out, and this floor is just full of, I don't know what it is, and I'm hesitant to step in it, and for a myriad of reasons, as you can imagine. And the manager that's given me the tour, like, looks back at me, because he just plunged right through it, looks back at me, and he goes, "It's okay, it's just water." And we walk through that. Yeah, I had a load of things going through my mind. And one example like that after another occurred. I'd walk through where they have machines and they're manufacturing and leaking product. This is very, very high dollar product, and leaking pounds and pounds and pounds of product just on the floor. And I asked if that was a problem. They go, "No, that's not a, that always happens." They were so inundated with problems, what appeared to me to be problems, they didn't even think were problems. And the reason I share all this with you, I was not there for 5 minutes before I, as an outsider, had an indoctrination in the way it is around here, the way we do business at that plant. And the longer I was there, I'm talking hours, not days, it was obvious to me that the part of culture that's contributing to their problems, latency, was absolutely visible to me. Unfortunately, to them, it was still invisible. And they were convinced that it were the people on the floor, the people working within their facility, that was the problem. And the truth is, as Todd Conklin gave me this word picture, and I can never get it out of my mind, an organization's like a big, long stick. And something usually happens. Of course, it's going to be at the pointy end of the stick. It's going to be out in the plant, almost always. But what we have to realize is everyone within the organization has a hold of that stick. And until we see our part, nothing will change. And that's the deceiving part about latency, that small part of culture that's contributing to our problems. It's hidden and veiled, yet it's powerful. It's alive and active. It affects everything we do to where you can let a hole corrode in a pipe and get bigger and bigger, and you just walk past it because you have too many other things to deal with. At some point, you have to realize that small unresolved problems are actually what cause big problems. And until we start addressing, learning from big problems and addressing small unresolved problems, we'll continue to go around the mulberry bush or be on the merry-go-round or whatever word picture works for you. It will continue to do the same thing. I think of it like a giant game of whack-a-mole. That you have PSM people, you have reliability people, you have safety people, and they're trying to fight these incidents, and they're like the whack-a-mole. They pop up and they try to jump on them, and then one pops up in another area. If you want to start limiting your failures, you have to open up underneath the game and identify what's driving those whack-a-moles. And in real life, within an organization, it's latency. It's latency. And you have to come to grips with that as an organization. If we want to be a learning organization, it's going to take more than just field people to learn. It's literally from the top to the bottom. That we understand our interdependencies and the complexity that within our organization. The moment you start adding people to any process, you're going to be adding complexity. But the good news is we people aren't the problem. We may make errors and cause problems, but we're the solution. And once people understand latency, then progress is made. It's continually made. It's not fixed in an instant, but you're continually getting better. And that's the whole goal of a learning organization, to get better little by little for each person to improve, and we're pulling in the same direction. So I just wanted to share that with you this week. I hope you're not in a game of whack-a-mole. If you are, you need to understand the contributing factors, and it goes beyond people, it goes beyond your equipment, and it resides in your culture. And you need to know how, you need a process, you need to know how to identify and address latency. Till next week, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.